Well, after one edition of That's Life, which is possibly a programme you're too young to remember, William.
Well, I have to say I do remember it.
Excellent. Full of lovely things like talking dogs and cats that could play.
And that old man in the chair.
And Cyril Fleck.
I loved Cyril.
Yes,
he was great.
He was terrific. So, but we did some very serious stuff as well. And we did an item about child abuse. But because we knew that so many children watched the programme, we opened helplines for any child who might need help. And the lines were open for 48 hours and were absolutely jammed. And 100 children rang, disclosing abuse they hadn't been able to talk about to anyone else because they didn't dare. And just talking about it seemed to make such a difference to them, increase their confidence, make them realise that they had the right to safety and so on, that when we had to close the helpline, I walked around with a nightmare in my head thinking, well, if 100 children got through and were helped, how many more didn't get through, couldn't get through? Mm. So maybe we should open a helpline specially for children that could be open 24/7. And in the 25 years since, we launched that show on October the 30th, 1986, on a programme on BBC One called Child Watch, we have now helped 2.7 million children.
That is amazing.
Mm. And it's such a big figure that you really can't get your head around it. So that's why...
Every one of those is a full life and a complicated life.
That's why I wrote the book. Yeah. It's called Running Out of Tears, because that's what a child said when she rang Childline. And our counsellor said, well, you know, suppose you told your mum this. What do you think would happen? And she said, oh, I think I'd just run out of the room, go upstairs in tears, but I think I'm running out of tears. And I thought that was such a poignant thing for a kid to say. But the good news is, William, that the stories in this book start painfully, very painfully, but end well. These are children who have found so much inspiration from the help they've received that they turn their lives around. They do ask for help in other ways. Abusers do go to jail. And the people themselves grow up to give back what they've received. So many of them have become teachers or nurses or working in charities or supporting Childline, doing all sorts of things to give back the help they feel they've received in time.
And over the years, you've managed to recruit the help, the support of some very significant public figures, not least Princess Diana, of course.
Well, she was amazing. She absolutely, instinctively related to what our children were going through. I think, you know, she had memories of her own childhood, which perhaps chimed in with some of the stories we were hearing from children, because children ring us when they're very concerned about parental divorce, that sort of thing. And Mrs. Thatcher, child protection was very high on her personal agenda, and I remember she visited us. She said, you call it a helpline, I call it a lifeline.
Interesting, yeah.
And she pulled out of her famous handbag a personal donation, a personal cheque, made out to Childline. She was terrific. And now we've got the Countess of Wessex, who is Sophie, who's our patron, and is tremendously helpful too. So, and what that means,
I think you've
is,
just humanised Margaret Thatcher for a lot of people.
Well, you see, she opened doors for us, Margaret Thatcher. She held a reception for us at Number 10. And people came, various politicians came, philanthropists, all sorts of people came, because it was a chance, obviously, to meet her and to get inside that famous Number 10. But then to hear about this brand new charity, and they've supported us for 25 years.
How much does it cost to run Childline?
Difficult to work out. I think because we're part of the NSPCC now and we can share some of the overheads, the actual work we do costs about £16 million a year, because we have bases all over the UK. We've got a couple in Northern Ireland, one in Belfast and one in Foyle. So we make sure that we have volunteers all over the UK who can listen to children. We train them, of course, but that way they're donating their skill and their time to us as well. We save money as much as we possibly can.
It's a difficult time, though, to raise money, isn't it, during a recession?
Certainly is. But I think people put children as a priority. And the book, Running Out of Tears, my royalties are all going to Childline. Do you mind, William, if I just, there might be children listening, I just remind any child who is listening, it's 0800 1111, doesn't show up on phone bills, open 24/7. And if it matters to you, it matters to us.